Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. Hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio, as well as a special hello to my Blog Talk Radio community and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. I know I am because it's about 50 degrees here in Philadelphia, and the snow is melting and spring is on the horizon. Yay! Well, today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want, and you can get a free copy when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight our topic is organized, safe, and secure, and we are waiting for our guest, Ms. Nakia Stiff, to join us on the air. And, of course, the next half hour I will be providing you with my Taylor Tip Time, as well as my product suggestion, app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion. So while we wait for Nakita Stiff to join us, I wanted to share with you just a few tidbits in regards to safety and security. And this is from U.S. News and World Report, September 2013. And it says that these are the different things that people do in order to have a security system in their homes. And, of course, the first way is traditional way, which is just getting a dog. Now, the second, not as traditional way, but a lot of people are doing this, is they are getting signs. Now, according to Cafe Press, they were selling signs that say this, quote, "Nothing inside worth dying for. We embrace the Second Amendment," quote. So that's one of the signs that they post, because a lot of people get those signs and et cetera. And the last thing is that overall, Americans spent about $20.64 billion on home security systems in 2011. The most recent figures available according to the Business Research for Markets and Markets. And the industry is expected to continue to grow to $34.46 billion by 2017. So that's a lot that we spend on security systems. And so while we're waiting, of course you know me, I'm going to just keep on rolling. I wanted to provide you with some tips in regards to safety as it relates to organizing. So I'm going to give you in this first half hour my Taylor Tip Time, which is basically you definitely want to, number one, shred your junk mail that has your name on it. So any junk mail, any information that you get, and you, before you put it in the trash, you definitely want to make sure you shred it. The next thing is, number two, is you want to get in the habit of picking up newsletters, circulars, and mail daily that may accumulate on your front step, your front porch, etc., because you want to make sure that you just don't leave that stuff lingering around, because sometimes people see that lingering around, they think nobody lives there. So you want to make sure that that's number two. Number three is a little something. This is my little, this is Janet's little Taylor Tip Time tidbit. And once the trash has been collected, take in your trash cans, because I see so many people, they just leave the trash cans out there for days and weeks, and then when, you know, next trash day comes, they just put the trash in. But pick up your trash can. And, of course, you know, a lot of us use trash bags, depending, or some people, because of where you live, you just take your trash to the trash area. But definitely, once the trash has been collected, take in those trash cans. So people will always know that there's somebody living there and somebody home. And if you are not going to be home, and, of course, you have to put your trash out, ask your neighbors to take it in. The next thing you want to do is use outdoor storage to store things like games, toys that you may keep outdoors in the yard to keep the lawn clutter-free. You want to always let your home look like it's well-maintained as well as occupied, because sometimes when you just keep so much stuff out there and clutter, not only is it a sign that maybe somebody's not there, but also sometimes, depending on the amount of clutter, it is a way for people to actually kind of gain entryway into your house because you've got so much stuff outside. And then, of course, my final tip is keep the garage organized so you can park the car in the garage and not just in a driveway, so you will keep people guessing when or not you're home. So my tip, my tip time tidbit, that's four T's, is you want to shred the junk mail that has come with your name on it. You want to get in the habit of picking up newsletters, circulars, and mail daily. You want the trash has been collected, you want to take in your trash cans. Better yet, use disposable trash bags. You want to definitely use storage benches to store games, toys. Keep outdoors so that your yard and lawn are definitely color-free. And you want to keep the garage organized so you can park the car in the garage and not just in the driveway, which will help people keep them guessing as to whether or not you're home. So those are my Taylor tip times. Yes, I usually give them in the last half hour, but hey, while we wait for our guests to arrive and join us on the line, I figured I'd give them to you now. So those are my Taylor tip times. I, of course, want to move right along in regards to my Janet's mailbag. And I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails. I want to thank you for your posts and interaction on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Thank you for all of you who are following me on social media, as well as Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for your emails in regards to me celebrating 21 years of business. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, of course, tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. And as it relates to the topic tonight of just being organized, safe, and secure, I want you to really schedule time this week to kind of maybe catch up on all the shredding of the junk mail, anything that has your name on it, anything that has any personal information on it, but also begin to actually schedule time regularly to that so you won't get overwhelmed. So, again, you want to shred your any mail and your information. You want to toss and also you want to just toss out those old circulars that may be accumulating outside. You may be thinking, you know what, I'm going to get it on the weekend when I've got more time. Why not just start maybe even getting a container to actually put in the garage or in your yard, and as you see them, just start putting them in a recycled container. And that way, when it's time to either take them to the recycling station or actually put them out for the recycles, they'll already be in a container easy. That saves yourself some time as well as some energy. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip, to make sure you shred that mail that has your personal information, your address, et cetera. You want to get rid of that, as well as toss anything that is at your entrance, et cetera. So I believe our wonderful guest has arrived.
Hello?
Good evening, Nikita.
Nikita, I was just going to say that I've been listening to what you're saying, and I think you're saying some amazing things. I really appreciate what you're doing, giving out this information like this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. Yes, I wanted to do this topic. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Are you a co-host?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you a co-host?
I am actually the host.
Are you the host? Oh, okay. Oh, that's great.
I'm the host.
Well,
I'm the host,
yeah. All right.
Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Did you have a question you wanted to ask, or you just wanted to call?
No, I'm going to call back. I'm just surprised I got you on the phone. So I'm like,
okay.
You know, I'm going to call back.
Yeah, you get
okay.
me. You get okay.
All right.
Thank you. But, yeah, so, again, that was my Toss It Tuesday tip. Now, I'm going to go right into my, because you know I give my app suggestion, my product suggestion, my repurpose suggestion for the week. My app suggestion is an app called Be Safe. And it's you can download it for free. But, of course, if you want some other features, you would definitely have to pay additional costs. But how it works is you set up a network of your loved ones or guardians, and they can follow you home via a GPS tracking system. So if you're out and you may be working late, traveling, et cetera, you can set it up so that they can actually track you. Then if you press the app's alarm in an emergency, then they'll get an alert with your exact location, while Be Safe will be a record audio and video from your phone in case you want to present it to the police. So basically how it works is a GPS system. You give it to certain people, like maybe your mother, your sister, your best friend. And then while if you're out and all of a sudden you feel like unsafe and you want them to know exactly where you are, you press it, they will know. Of course, then they can contact the police, but also it has an audio and video feature so that should anything happen, they can also have documentation. So that was my app suggestion. It's called Be Safe, Be as in boy, safe, and you can download it free. And it said it's a pretty awesome, and, of course, they have actually included some more advanced features on the free version. So remember that as well. So that was my app suggestion. My product suggestion is Century Safe. It's a combination fire safe. So it will protect you from fire, water, and theft. And I know a lot of people have a lot of documents in their home. They want safe, but also you want to protect it from actually fire as well, which is why I suggested this product. And, of course, you know, with all the products, one, you will be able to see it on my social media, but also if you go to my Pinterest page, you will be able to see it as well and find out where you can buy it and see if this is something appropriate for you. But it basically keeps your documents, digital files, and important items safe from fire, water, and theft. And with the Century Safe, the 1.23 cubic feet combination fire safe, the Century Combination Fire Safe is equipped with a dual mechanical combination lock and key for supreme protection, as well as locking drawer, multiple position safe, key rack, door tray, and door pocket. So it has a lot of different things. And also one of the things, as I was researching, that you should really get a safe. And I know this may be hard for some of you to take in, but get a safe that's so heavy that somebody just can't walk out the house with it. I mean, I know you want something that maybe you can maybe walk out the store with, but sometimes it might be great to just pay the extra money to have them to deliver the safe and hopefully position it where you need it to go so it can be heavy, safe, and secure, and they just can't take it and walk out the door with it. Because I used to have one of those cute little safes. It's supposed to be fire protection for all of my important documents. Well, you know, if I could carry it around the house and somebody who broke in could actually take it as well. So I wanted to share that with you. And now so that's my product suggestion. And again, you can get that on my Pinterest page as well as on my social media after the show. Now my repurpose suggestion was something that I actually was thinking about, because sometimes when your yard is cluttered and you've got stuff all, just all over, and you might have an old, dusty wine rack, rake around. Well, you can take that rake and turn it actually in a place where you can store your glasses. So if you go to my Pinterest page, you can see it. But basically what they did was they took the handle off of the rake, they mounted it on the wall, and now they have a nice little place where they can hang their beautiful wine glasses. Because all of you know, I like to repurpose items. So therefore, I thought that would be a great idea, because it's using something that may be cluttering up your yard, and then you can actually use it to store your wine glasses. So my app suggestion is Be Safe. My product suggestion is Safe, Century Safe Combination Fire Safe, and you can go to my social media to get a photo of that and also find out how you can get one for your home and your family. And my repurpose suggestion is using an old rake to store your wine glasses. Well, moving right along, the reason why I wanted to do the Organize Safe and Secure was, one, it's getting a little warmer outside, it's spring, and also I see things, of course, as an organizer, but also as a woman out here who enjoys the outdoors, enjoys hanging out with friends who lives in the city, that sometimes we do things that may contradict our safety. And so one of the things that I notice is that we tend to have a lot of bags. And one of the things that I want to suggest to all of you out there is to downsize. I know you've got your laptop, you've got your pocketbook, you have your tote. Well, really begin to think about all the stuff that you need to carry. And I'm talking to all of you who work late, who commute on public transportation, or who may even just walk back and forth to work because of how close you are in vicinity to your jobs. Really think about all the stuff that you're carrying. First of all, it's not good for your shoulders or your body. But also, are your hands free? Are you in the event that you have to run? And I'm just not saying that this will happen to you, but as a woman who lives in the city, I am always just really try to be more aware of my surroundings. Things will happen, but I feel that maybe some of us out there, ladies, can do a little downsizing. So in regards to your laptop, I know you have to actually sometimes take your laptop to work, but really begin to think about, do you need to transport your laptop? Do you need to always bring your laptop home with you? Can you leave it at the office? Or can you leave it at home because you've already got a desktop at the office? I mean, those are just some questions I just want you to ask yourself. I'm not saying that you've got to answer them, but just start thinking. In regards to your pocketbook, do you need everything in your pocketbook? And if you do have to carry a laptop, after asking yourself questions and you realize that you have to carry a laptop back and forth, then what are some other areas that you can purge? Can you get rid of some things in your pocketbook? For example, do you need to carry all of that stuff you're carrying with you? Can you just carry some essentials? Can you carry a smaller bag? And what actually is in your tote? Are they client files that you need to take with you? Is it just information that you always feel that you have to need, which you just in case? So begin, because it's getting wonderful. It's getting, at least on the East Coast, spring is almost here. Think about all of those things that you carry with you. So that was the first thing that I really wanted to talk to you about tonight. And, of course, you're free to call me at 646-478-5386. 646-478-5386 if you just want to talk to me about why you carry what you carry. Because you may have a great valid reason, but I just want you to rethink maybe how you can downsize, maybe how you can, maybe not carry it all the time, maybe carry it 2 days a week instead of 5 days a week. So that's the bags. The next thing is the car. And I want you to really think about how you get in and out of a car and all the stuff that you have in your car, because I know a lot of you have your life in your car. And I really think that, one, depending on where you are, you should definitely not have a lot of things, especially valuable things, in your car where everybody can see. I mean, of course, you need your essential car maintenance things, and you may have an extra pair of shoes in the car, but when you have an abundance of things, you really need to take all that into consideration as to maybe you need to take it out, leave it at home, and only take it with you when it's essential. A lot of you have small businesses. You've got inventory in your car. You're going and traveling all day and night. Do you really need to have all that inventory with you, or is it only essential when you do your shows and your exhibits, et cetera? And also, if you have a product that you'd like to keep with you, maybe you can downsize and just keep a few key pieces and not your entire inventory with you. But in regards to getting in and out of the car, you want to make sure you don't have a lot of bags. Make sure you're always looking at your surroundings in regards to this, so that, you know, and it's basically about just not looking like you've got a life in a car full of clutter. Trying to look as streamlined as possible, so that you can get in and out of the car quicker, and also your hands are free to do what you need to do. So those were just some of the things that I really wanted to talk and share with you tonight about, but unfortunately it looks like our guest was not able to make it, because after all, she is the president of a security company, so... you know, Duty may have called, and hopefully we'll be able to get her back to answer some of these wonderful questions that I had for her this evening. But moving right along, of course, you know that this show, as all of my shows, are sponsored by Audible.com, which is a leading provider of spoken audio digital entertainment and information, and they have over 150,000 copies to choose from. And tonight, I want to suggest to you the audio book, Master Evernote, because all of you know that I've been talking about Evernote, how I use Evernote, how I like Evernote. Well, there is an audio book that will help you better understand Evernote, and it's called Master Evernote, the unofficial guide to organizing your life with Evernote, plus 75 ideas for getting organized. I'm going to repeat that. Master Evernote, the unofficial guide to organizing your life with Evernote, plus 75 ideas for getting organized. And it's written by S.G. Scott. And it says, are you struggling with being organized? Do you have too much to do? Tired of forgetting ideas and reminders? The truth is, we're surrounded by so much noise, there's ideas, TV, social media, and advertising, that it's hard to slow down and keep track of the truly important things. And one way to fix that problem is the Evernote app. And I can tell you, I love using Evernote. So I would suggest you get that book, and it's Master Evernote, the unofficial guide to organizing your life with Evernote, plus 75 ideas for getting organized. And you can get a free copy of this audiobook plus a 30-day trial of Audible.com at audibletrial.com/getorganized. And you can get a free audiobook. You can get that one or some others I suggested, or you might be out there searching and find one that you like. And if you do, you let me know and share it with me, and a one-month free trial of the service. So, again, if you would like to call me, 646-478-5386, 646-478-5386. We're just talking about organizing. Of course, tonight's topic is organized, safe, and secure. And just some ways and some things that we can do to downsize the stuff in front of our homes. And let's talk about in front of our homes as well as the things that we carry to make us a little bit more safe when we're out there. And in regards to the home, everybody, you know, when your house looks unoccupied, or when your house got so much clutter that people think it's unoccupied, sometimes it can be a target. So it's just a matter of what I said earlier, getting those circulars and just putting them in a recycling container, getting the toys and putting them maybe in an outside storage or getting a shed just to let the home look like it is well-maintained as well as there is somebody home, organizing a garage so that you can park the car in the garage, and that way people will not know whether or not you are home. Whether or not you are home. Well, I want to make sure that I share with you some of my free resources. I'm excited because we're getting ready for our 300th episode, 300 episode. And, of course, I owe it all of you out there who have been listening, who have just followed me. I truly appreciate all you through everything. You have truly been a great support. So I'm excited about that because I have the wonderful Ola Jackson of Onyx Woman Network coming. And she'll be the 300th episode because next week we'll be having Repurpose, Restore, Renew. Because you know I love to repurpose things. So therefore, I have someone from Restore Operations Group, which is a division of Habitat for Humanity, and how when you donate your home goods. I'm not talking furniture. I'm talking home goods, how they impact people's lives. And then, because this is show 298, that's show 299. Show 300, we're going to talk about goals despite life's challenges, reaching your goals despite life's challenges. And that's going to be the 300th episode with my wonderful friend, colleague, Ola Jackson of Onyx Woman Network. And the reason I chose that topic is because I saw a video of Ola, and she was talking about defining moments, how defining moments impact our lives. And I'm going to share two defining moments during that show. But how a defining moment, how whether it's a good thing that happens, a bad thing that happens, and how it just impacts our lives forever. And it's like a decision. It's like a road. We can either go left or right to straight, et cetera. So I am really looking forward to that, and I'm also just looking forward to some wonderful things that I will be offering in the future, and I will be sharing that with you in future shows. Now for my free resources. 30 minutes or less, simple tips to organize your life. 30 minutes or less, simple tips to organize your life. And basically, it's a free ebook I'm offering. And that ebook has 30 tips that you can do in 30 minutes or less. Think about it. If you took a tip a day or even a tip a week, how you can impact your life. I mean, it covers every area from the kitchen to the bathroom to the bedroom to the garage. So that's the first offer. My second free offer is 25 tips to an organized office ebook. Basically, the 25 tips to help you organize your work area. And then also with that, you get a bonus. You get a bonus audio on how to have a smooth morning routine. And basically, it's an audio that gives you some tips on how to get out the house on time, how to plan, etc. So that's two wonderful things you get. You get the 25 tips book, ebook, but then you also get the audio of how to have a smooth morning routine. And, of course, my other freebie is 30 minutes or less simple tips to organize your life. And then, of course, if you want, you can always go to and order my 101 Secrets to Living an Organized Life. And you can get all of these wonderful things by just going to my website, which is www.janetmtaylor.com, and go to the products section. Again, 646-478-5386 if you have any questions about organized, safe, and secure. If you want to talk about the topic and how you think you can downsize some of the things that you carry, some of the things you have in your car, you pop open a trunk and people see all of the stuff that you have, or even all the bags that you carry, or just about any other organizing topic. Again, 646-478-5386. And And, of course, my quote for the week, my inspirational motivation quote for the week is, I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that the unarmed truth and the unconditional love will have the final word, and that's, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King. And I just chose that inspirational quote because, you know, we're talking about safety, but despite all that may be going out in the world, on the news, in your neighborhood, in your community, it's still, you know, there's still sunshine, there's still bright moments, there's still peace, and there's still unconditional love, which is why I chose that quote. So, again, I'm looking forward to episode 300. I am excited that all of you have just tuned in. If you have any questions, call me, post it in the chat room. I'm kind of monitoring everything here today. And because those of you who know that, unfortunately, a lot of times my guests, because of things that go on in their business, in their lives, last minute, they are not able to join us. So hopefully I will be able to have Nikita Stith of Top of the Clock, who is the president and CEO, join us at a later date to talk to us about security and how we can be safe and secure. But maybe you have some great tips on how you are being safe and secure out there. Maybe you're doing it by just making sure every time you get mail, you shred it. Or maybe you have decided to downsize to a very small pocketbook. Or maybe you just make sure that nothing but cleaning products are in your car. Whatever it is, I would love to just kind of hear from you. I'm going to stay on for a few more minutes because, you know, I don't want to linger on too long without my guests. And but, again, 646-478-5386, 646-478-5386. Just to share some personal things, I have actually in the past carried mace with me. I no longer do that. That had a lot to do with because of the neighborhood that I lived in many, many years ago. I used to carry mace. Then I actually got a wonderful security system for my mother. It was security system / one of the things because she was older. So just in case she fell or anything, she could actually press the button. And I thought that was really good. That made us both feel safe and secure. Now, even though I have been asked to have a security system installed, but at this point right now, I don't feel I need one because I live in what they call a high rise. And in order to enter the building, you have to get buzzed in. And then, of course, you got to come in. So there's, I call them several different layers in order to get to me. And, of course, I do not have a balcony, so and that's just by a choice. Not that I have anything against balconies. I think they're beautiful. But so those are some things that came into play in regards to do I really need a security system if I'm in a high rise that has a where you have to be actually have to be a resident in order to get in immediately, and if you're not, you have to get buzzed in and they ask you a question. So those are a lot of things. But some things, you know, I shared with you earlier. Some people have dogs because there are a lot of people in this building that actually have pets. They have dogs. Some people, unfortunately, get those signs, and some of those signs may not be true. A lot of people just get security signs, just plump them up on the front lawn or in the window, and they don't have a security system. I wouldn't necessarily advise that. And, of course, you have people who actually go out and get a security system. I mean, it's over a $20 billion industry. So there are a lot of people that actually have them, and I know a lot of people that have them in their homes to make them feel safe and secure. Again, 646-478-5386, 646-478-5386. If no one has any questions out there tonight, I truly appreciate all of you for just listening and joining in and just hearing a few tidbits. I know you were probably expecting something a little bit, some more nuggets, but unfortunately our guest was not able to join us this evening, and I hope to be able to have her return at another date. But again, you know how I appreciate all of you. I hope you will join us next week, because I will be speaking with the gentleman from Restore, and Mr. Drew Meyer, and he is the Senior Director of Restore Operations. And you know how I love to repurpose things, and when I was at the Philadelphia Home Show and I saw the exhibit on how they repurpose old books and made them into planters, it was a wonderful thing, and I thought that was fabulous. So they will be the guests. And then, of course, I am really looking forward to show 300, where the topic will be reaching goals despite life's challenges, with the wonderful Ola Jackson, who is a great friend and fellow businesswoman. And we will be just talking about how, when, you know, despite challenges in your life and whatever they may be, how you keep pressing on. Because those of you who know me, who've been listening to this show for maybe a year, maybe throughout the entire time, know that I have been through some challenges. So if you think you're the only one out there, then you're not. I suggest you, of course, continue listening, but definitely listen to that show, because I will truly share with you some of the defining moments in my life where I could have just thrown in the towel, or those moments where I decided to press forward and keep on and just continue doing what I do. And you, a lot of you out there motivate me, because I know you're going to be either tuning in or you're either going to listen to the archive. So you really motivate me to continue doing what I love to do despite the criticisms and the emails and the phone calls and the things that I get sometimes. They kind of make me, again, want to throw in a towel. But I always tell people, I think Lynn Edwards kind of hit my towel, so I can never throw it in again. But, of course, anybody out there, if you've got any questions about organizing, 646-478-5386, about the topic, of course, you know, you can always go to janetmtaylor.com, go to the contact page, and you can always email me, and, yes, I will respond. I definitely will respond to you. But tonight, topic was organized, safe, and secure, because I wanted all of you out there who travel, who work late, who commute on public transportation, who may just walk back and forth to work, how you can be a lot safer when you are out there in the world, how you can, whether it's downsizing, instead of carrying that big piece of luggage as a pocketbook, downsize it to a small piece. I know personally when I go out, and if I'm just going out maybe just to pick up the mail, my business mail, pick up a few things from the drugstore or convenience store, I do not carry my big pocketbook. Why? I love the wintertime because my winter coat has a little inside pocket, so I can put my phone and my little wallet, my small wallet, which is smaller than my iPhone, in there. But even when I'm just going around in Center City in a weekend, I just basically have a small bag. There's no need, and I always try to carry a small bag when I go shopping so my hands are free, so I don't have to worry about trying to keep track of my bag as well as trying to go and shop and do things like that. So those are just some things. Those are just my little organizing tidbits. And then, of course, you know, one of the things, oh, yes, and before I go, one thing I'll never forget, I learned from my mother a long time ago in regards to just safety. Whenever we would, and a lot of you out there probably can relate to this, whenever we would buy something new, like we would get a new TV set or new, at the time, we would get the new stereo, my mother would cut the box up into so many small pieces, and then she would put it in a big bag, one of those big green black trash bag, so nobody would know. So nobody knew what we would have, because she said, you do not want people to know what you have. And when I was younger, I didn't really understand that. But as I got older, and I would walk down the street and I would see people, and they would get their 40-inch TVs and 50-inch TVs, and they would just plunk the box out in the front, and then they would get all the new Xboxes and PlayStations and whatever else. I realized, wow, you're letting everybody know what you got, which isn't a bad thing, but you are. You're just kind of letting everybody know what you got. And just for people who are joining, unfortunately, our guest, Nakia Sif, could not join us tonight, so I'm just sharing some little tidbits and things that I remember from my childhood. And then another thing, and it must be just something that goes on in my family who they don't like. It's almost like they are consider themselves the Secret Service or something, because my aunt, my wonderful, loving aunt, when she shredded things, she would divide the shredding up into 3 and 4 different trash bags. I still to this day don't know why. She passed away several years ago. But she would do things like that. My mother, she would never just throw out her medicine. She would take a marker and mark the label like crazy. So identity theft between my mother and her aunt just did not exist, because they didn't even allow it to happen to them. They made sure things were safe. So those were just some little things. And you all probably out there are doing something little. Something little that can really help with this. And I believe we have a guest coming on the line. Good evening, Janice speaking.
Hi, Janice. Regarding your topic of safety, I think you're giving out a lot of really helpful tips. One thing that always helps me is Gary Delabate's Big Fat Ass Eats Tons of Shrimp and Sucks John Hines' Cock.
And see, unfortunately, I have to, because I'm doing this, I have to put up with things like that. And, hey, that's just part of the business. And I keep it moving. You all know me. You know my integrity. So, unfortunately, people like that do call. But, hey, I'm going to keep doing what I have to do. But as I was saying, those are just some little itty-bitty tips that I get, you know. And I know a lot of you probably do some things, too, just to kind of make sure your identity isn't compromised. Make sure that you do little things in your home and in your life that keep you safe. I hope you continue to do them. And feel free to share it with me. You know, you can go to my contact page at janetmtaylor.com and just share your tips with me. I truly just want to say that I really thank and appreciate all of you. Despite some of those little call that I just got, and I just, you know, wish that person all well, because sometimes people do things like that. But I, Janet M. Taylor, have to keep it moving. So make sure you join me next week for my show, where I talk to the senior director of Restore Operations. So, and we can start our spring cleaning. That is going to be our spring cleaning kickoff show, on how we can take our stuff and donate it and actually help someone else. I'm so excited, because one of my clients, I was working on a project. I called Restore. They came to her location, which is wonderful. And they were so happy. They said, Janet, they were the first items to go. They went to a family that really needed some dishes. So I hope you join me for that. And then, of course, Show 300, Reaching Goals Despite Life's Challenges. So with Ola Jackson. So I thank all of you for joining me this evening, just for hanging in there with me. I'll be in the chat room just a little bit while, but I am going to be signing off tonight. So I hope that you will, of course, visit me at www.janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I hope you have an organized week. Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.